Latin American composers have created the theme songs and soundtracks to some classic and iconic movies and TV shows. As part of her Latinos in Hollywood series, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco runs down a playlist by some legends.
A century ago, Maria Grieber was a maverick in the male-dominated film world. After writing wildly popular boleros in Mexico, Grieber composed for Hollywood in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. Mucho, mucho, mucho. The 1944 MGM musical Bathing Beauty features Grieber's song Te Quiero Dijiste, later translated to Magic is the Moonlight. Grieber wrote another song, Cuando Vuelva a Tu Lado, about missing her husband during the Mexican Revolution. Cuando vuelva a tu lado y esté solo contigo. Translated to What a Difference a Day Makes, the song became a staple of Hollywood films. Where there used to be rain. In the 1930s and 40s, renowned Mexican composer and musician Agustin Lara also wrote beautiful songs for movies. Solamente Una Vez became a hit in the U.S. as You Belong to My Heart. Lara's first American film composition was for the 1938 picture Tropic Holiday.
The film itself is about a Hollywood screenwriter who's looking for inspiration in Mexico. Then the film features music by a Mexican who'd come to Hollywood to record it.
Josh Kuhn is interim dean of the USC Thornton School of Music. He says film studios turn to successful Latin American composers like Lara and Grieber for authenticity. But more often, they would appropriate generic Latin sounds and rhythms.
Either making Latin America feel safe to Americans, make it seem romantic, or increasingly make it seem dangerous.
Kuhn says then and now, films would often use tropical music for any Latin American setting.
This idea that there would be one sound was a problem then and frankly is a problem now. That one set of sounds become sonic stereotypes.
Even so, there were Latino film composers who innovated soundtracks. For example, Argentine-American composer Lalo Schifrin created one of the most iconic 1960s TV themes ever. For Mission Impossible and more than 100 films and TV shows, Schifrin blended jazz and Latin American rhythms and sounds. The 90-year-old pianist, conductor, and composer once described to NPR his ideal musical style.
There is an imaginary world in which a street of Vienna intersects an avenue from New York. And in that corner, there is a tavern. And in the tavern, there is a piano. And there is Duke Ellington, Gustav Mahler, Ludwig van Beethoven and Dizzy Gillespie, and they are exchanging ideas.
Gustavo Santaolalla, also born in Buenos Aires, modernized tango music and produced Latin alternative and rock and español hits. Santaolalla also composed music for the films Amores Perros, The Motorcycle Diaries, and Brokeback Mountain. For his 2005 score, Santaolalla won his first Oscar.
To my country, Argentina, and to all the Latinos, para todos los Latinos, muchas gracias. Thank you.
Santaolalla continues to create the sonic fabric of films and shows.
There's definitely that influence that makes me who I am and that it connects with my Latino heritage. And it is there in my music, but it doesn't necessarily, we have to say, is Latin music. It is Latin music because it's made by a Latino, but it is music. It's universal music. You can say exactly the same thing about Iñárritu's films.
When filmmaker Alejandro González Iñárritu made his Oscar-winning film Birdman in 2014, he asked Mexican jazz drummer Antonio Sanchez to score it.
It was pretty much improvised. It was the kind of score that had never been done before, you know, just a full drum set score.
Sanchez grew up in Mexico City, the grandson of Ignacio López Tarso, a famous actor from Mexico's golden age of cinema.
What Iñárritu wanted me to do was just to be myself, you know, just to improvise, to react, to use my instincts, and just imprint something in real time.
Of course, no story about Latino film composers would be complete without New Yorican Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Lights up on Washington Heights, up at the break of day.
His movie musicals incorporate hip-hop, Latin, and Broadway styles. Miranda's music will be featured in the new Little Mermaid Disney remake, hot off the heels of writing for last year's Oscar-winning animated film Encanto, which incorporated the diverse musical styles of Colombia.
We don't talk about Bruno, no, no, no. We don't talk about Bruno.
Germaine Franco worked on Disney's Encanto and became the first Latina nominated for Best Original Score at the Oscars. For Coco, Pixar's animated love letter to Mexico, Franco brought in familiar elements from her childhood along the El Paso and Juarez border. She produced sessions with master musicians from Mexico.
And knowing that there's this connection between my ancestors and Mexican music that goes back, you know, hundreds of years, and that there we were. And I was saying to them, put the sound that you want, what it should be, not what I want. It should be your sound.
Producer Camilo Lara from the group Mexican Institute of Sound also worked on Coco.
I even have a cameo on the movie. I'm the DJ at the party.
Lara sampled hip-hop and electronic music to create loops and beats for films like Y Tu Mamá También and Thor. And he produced a song for the new film Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
No estamos escondidos.
Lara says he was inspired by the mid-century lounge meets Latin music of Mexican composer Juan García Esquivel, and he's grateful to all those before him.
Thanking Maria Grieber and Lalo Schifrin, and of course Gustavo Santaolalla, and a bunch of amazing people that did the hard work in Hollywood to let other Latino composers to have a chance. All of them are my idols.
Without these Latino composers, Hollywood wouldn't sound the same. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.